Public schools in Samoa will be closed today, and a ban on gatherings in parks will be enforced after neighbouring American Samoa also declared a measles outbreak. In the nation of Samoa, the health ministry says there have been 103 new cases of measles reported since Friday, with the outbreak killing 65 people since October. Most of them are children. Samoa, meanwhile, has arrested an anti-vaccination campaigner. Sheldon Yes is UNICEF's Pacific representative. He's just left Samoa and he joins me now from the Fijian capital, Suva. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Hamish.
After being in Samoa for some weeks, what is the situation that you've observed on the ground?
Well, of course, this outbreak has been absolutely horrific. Many children who have died unnecessarily, many children still sick in the hospital. But I think that there is progress. It was great to see the community coming together. It's great to see government leadership to get this horrible outbreak under control. So I'm optimistic going forward, but it's really been at a terrible price.
So are children the most affected? What's the age group that's most affected by this?
Yes, it's the youngest children who are most vulnerable, those children under the age of five. They've suffered most of the deaths here, and they remain those who are most critical. So it is the most vulnerable in society who are always most affected by an outbreak like this.
I mean, for most of us, obviously vaccines being available mean that this is not something we necessarily need to countenance. What are the medical complications that arise for young children contracting measles?
Well, of course, it's a rash. It's influenza-like symptoms, often very, very dangerous symptoms. And it's important if a child gets these kinds of symptoms, they talk to their doctor and they seek care as quickly as possible. One of the reasons that we have seen such a high number of deaths is that many parents delayed bringing their children to the hospital. And that's also contributing to this.
Yeah. So what are the factors that have allowed this to occur?
Well, I think there are a number of issues. The first one is complacency. It's been quite some time since a large outbreak of measles or any other disease has hit Samoa, so many people didn't quite understand just how devastating this could be. Another issue is the convenience of the vaccine. If parents have to get in a taxi or have any difficulty getting to the health center or talking with a health provider, that can also be an obstacle. And I think the third reason is just confidence itself, confidence in the quality of healthcare, and of course, confidence in the safety of the vaccine. We know the vaccine is extremely safe, but there were two deaths from human error in July of last year, and that added fear and doubt in the population. We also have seen the work of a very strong anti-vaccination movement, which has been very active in the country.
Yeah, just talk us through that a little bit more, because I understand in American Samoa, an anti-vax campaign has been arrested. How prevalent are these sorts of campaigns?
Well, I mean, it is quite prevalent. People in Samoa are very active on social media, and the campaign has been active on social media, as well as people stirring it up and passing inaccurate, false information about immunization in gatherings and online.
What's the inaccurate information? Is this the sort of claims that it can lead to your child having autism, or is it something
all
else?
All sorts of claims, that it can kill your child, that it's poison going through your child's veins, that it can cause autism. And of course, we know none of these claims are correct.
And how have the authorities in these places combated that current of thought?
Well, of course, they've denounced it, and they've tried to put out positive messages, correct messages as well. UNICEF and our partners in World Health Organization have been helping governments put together social media toolkits. They've also been singling out those who have been particularly active on the ground there in Samoa.
So how effective have these anti-vaccination campaigns actually been? I mean, and I know you're saying that the message is widespread, it's been shared on social media in various forms, but well, I also read that something like 90% of the eligible population has been vaccinated against measles in Samoa.
Yes.
Can you measure how influential these campaigns actually are?
Well, the biggest reason that people are getting sick is that they haven't been vaccinated, or they weren't vaccinated before the outbreak. That's what's happening here. And this is coming on top of it. It's hard to say, you know, whether message A or message B contributed to somebody not getting a vaccination, but it's come into this environment with low vaccination rates and an element of distrust. And that's a horrible horrible mixture. It's a very poisonous stew.
I think Samoa will get a measles vaccine shipment from the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Protection today. The United Nations is appealing for the international community to supply about $10 million to battle and recover from the crisis. Is there a figure that you need to get to in terms of immunization numbers to ensure that this doesn't turn into a much larger scale outbreak?
Yes, I mean, UNICEF has already provided some 260,000 doses to the country. And the magic number of immunization is 95%. That's what we're looking for. That's what the number we want to ensure there's an element of herd immunity there.
Sheldon Yett, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to talk to you.